The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. It's a condition you may not have heard of, but believe it or not, you almost certainly know someone who's dealing with FASD. Joining me now is the CEO and founder of FASD Ireland, Tristan Casson-Rennie, to tell us about the condition affecting, they say, 1 in 10 babies born in Ireland. Tristan, good morning and welcome.
Hi, good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Now, let's distinguish between FASD and fetal alcohol syndrome, which is something else entirely.
Well, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is an umbrella term. It covers three different conditions, and fetal alcohol syndrome is one of those conditions affecting around 10% of the overall FASD cohort. And so with FAS, fetal alcohol syndrome, we usually can see that with what we call facial dysmorphia, where the facial features grow differently as a result of being exposed to alcohol whilst the fetus is developing.
Now, the spectrum that you talk about, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, that's a spectrum. So therefore, it varies in the severity of its symptoms.
Yes, correct. FASD is essentially a lifelong neurodevelopmental disability, and it can affect brain development, which in turn affects learning behavior, things like sensory processing. But it can also affect all types of daily life. So it causes specific challenges for people who live with a condition. And we know that there are a recognized 428 comorbid conditions associated with FASD.
Now, how is it diagnosed? Because when we talk about fetal alcohol syndrome, which can be diagnosed by measurable brain damage and by facial dysmorphia, as you mentioned, in the case of the broader spectrum, there may be no such identifiable aspects.
Yes, correct. Essentially, at the moment, Ireland is an outlier in both Europe and the world in terms of not having a diagnostic pathway for FASD. And really, it requires a multidisciplinary team to be able to put a case together for FASD to be considered. Essentially, we would be seeking evidence of prenatal alcohol exposure by mum or dad, and I can talk about that a little more if you'd like me to. But essentially also then we would look for comorbid conditions, for example, ADHD, which appears in 70% of diagnoses of FASD.
When you say diagnosis, I mean, it's hard to diagnose. So what are the aspects of diagnosis that can confirm FASD?
Well, essentially, we do three things. So we, as I said, we look for that evidence of prenatal alcohol exposure. Secondly, we would do a genetic blood test to rule out any genetic reason for the symptoms that we are seeing, because many symptoms are genetic and can be passed down from parent to child. But in the case of FASD, of course, it's only caused by that prenatal alcohol exposure. So we need to rule out the genetics. And then thirdly, we're looking for the comorbid conditions and a number of those, not just one.
Just to summarize, it seems to me that in order to give a diagnosis, you have to infer from various aspects of the child. You know, because I would say many, many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of babies are born in this country where one or both parents have had some exposure to alcohol in the gestational period, perhaps even before they knew they had a pregnancy.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that, you know, one glass is enough to cause FASD. One glass consumed by a woman at any time immediately prior to conception or at any time through the pregnancy. We have to recognize that alcohol is a teratogen, which means it crosses the placenta and it interferes with the developing embryo and then the developing fetus. Another teratogen that your listeners may be familiar with is thalidomide, and that was outlawed in Ireland in 1961 because it causes this damage to a developing fetus. Alcohol essentially is a toxin, and the fetus isn't equipped with the necessary organs through its development to be able to process that poison. And so the only organ that it's equipped with essentially is the brain, and that's why it causes the brain to be damaged while the fetus is growing.
Now, the question of, you said there, something which many people would find a bit outlandish, that one alcoholic drink can cause this syndrome, because on that basis, the entire population of Ireland virtually might be suffering from FASD, which is clearly not the case.
Well, it's not the case, but I mean, a study carried out by Sharif in 2017 in Ireland discovered that 81% of women living in Ireland had consumed at least one glass of alcohol through pregnancy. And what we're starting to find, certainly in education, in our schools, since COVID, when we've been looking at these numbers a lot more intensely, is that around 10% of our primary school population are living with symptoms consistent with FASD.
Mm. Now, so, it looks as if the prognosis for people with FASD, that is, on the tougher end of the spectrum, that their life prospects are not that great in terms of suicides, in terms of prison incarcerations.
Yes, that's very true. Lots of studies have been carried out across the world. We have very little homegrown research, but that, you know, that's developing now as people become more aware of the condition. But certainly a study in Canada in the last 10 years has found that a large number of people living with FASD will have the average age of mortality of 34. And that's because society simply isn't supporting these young adults, and they are essentially taking their own lives because they just can't cope in the world around them. But also a study from the University of Salford, closer to home in Manchester, found that people who live with FASD are 19 times more likely to engage with the judicial system. And that's a result of the damage to the brain, where they have an impacted short-term memory and a lack of impulse control. And this causes them to essentially end up engaging with the Garda Síochána and then the prison system.
Now, you know, when you look at lifelong difficulties, as you say, engaging with the judicial system, ADHD, all of the things you referred to, these behaviours can be multifactorial in their genesis. I mean, it can be the kind of upbringing people have, the kind of schooling they have, the kind of nurturing they have, the diet they have. There are so many things that may impact on behaviors. How can you isolate one particular aspect, the alcohol ingestion aspect, and say it's the culprit?
Well, essentially what we know is from the research that's been undertaken in the last few years even, is that alcohol causes the brain to develop in a different way. So the cellular structure of the brain is interfered with, and a certain amount of brain damage is caused by the alcohol being ingested by the mum during pregnancy. We also know that if a man drinks in the 90 days before conception, that can also interfere with the development of the fetus and cause additional problems. For example, when the offspring reaches the age of 40, they would be likely to encounter conditions such as diabetic, inflammatory, cardiovascular and renal challenges. So we know that alcohol causes problems, and where alcohol isn't used, then there is no risk. But you know, the best information to give everybody is that if you want to have as best a chance as a healthy child for your family, whether it's your first child or if you're growing your family, then avoid alcohol in both partners, all the time.
So in theory, FASD should not be found in teetotal couples.
Oh, FASD cannot be found in teetotal couples.
Okay. What else needs to be done in conclusion then, Tristan, if we are not really aware, if we're underdiagnosing here and not caring for those who do get some sort of eventual diagnosis, what should we be doing?
Well, I have a shopping list for government. I set up FASD Ireland 5 years ago this September, because two of my children live with FASD. My shopping list essentially is to for the state to to come forward and step up and recognize FASD. And as a result of that, to instigate a public health awareness campaign so that people are aware of the risks of prenatal alcohol exposure. And I mean, even in our schools, boys and girls need to be taught about these risks. Secondly, we need a diagnosis pathway. We need clinicians to be trained, and we need a clinical lead at the HSE. Remember, FASD affects an estimated 381,000 people living in Ireland. And then finally, a framework of support for everyone living with FASD. Lots of the supports in Ireland currently look after children to the age of 18. And then they fall through the cracks, no matter what their condition is. And we know that people living with FASD will need that lifelong support.
Tristan Casson-Rennie, who's the CEO and founder of FASD Ireland. Tristan, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.